At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Final hour of Gwen and Chris. I'm Matt Scraby. Thank you for joining us, or me. There's literally no one in the building, so you're joining me. And I guess everybody else who's listening. On 4th of July Eve, I was just reading about firework danger. And I just have to say, everybody, I want to make sure everybody has their hands when they come back over the weekend. Just don't do anything dumb. Don't do anything dumb. It's easier said than done, but here's a story I'll tell you from way back in my day about a firework incident, and it should maybe hopefully scare you into never doing it for yourself. But this was a long time ago. This was like when I was maybe 15 or 16, and we had some fireworks. And one of them we put into like this little thing on a fence so that we could light it, run away, and watch it explode. Well, we lit it. We ran away. The firework didn't explode. And so we're sitting there for like a good 30, 35 seconds. We're like, why is this thing not? Oh, no. Now someone has to go fix it and relight it maybe. Well, I was the one who did that. And as I'm walking over to it, I'm thinking, I hope I don't blow my hand off when I'm doing this. And as I was reaching up to grab it off of the fence, it exploded. And I could have lost my hand easily. So please, people, be careful out there. Please be careful. And don't do anything stupid. Because I've done a lot of stupid things in my life. And I know what it feels like to do stupid things. It doesn't feel great. And you're going to regret it. I promise you that. Jason Pierre-Paul regrets his firework usage. Also, the stadium, we were just talking about Cleveland Browns and whether or not they should play in an outdoor stadium or a retractable roof stadium. Now, I knew once we did this earlier, I was going to have to go and look for all the stadiums that are retractable roof in the NFL because I cannot believe that there's only like one of them. So the Cardinals were one, and they do have a retractable roof. Here are some others in the NFL. Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia. I didn't think about this being a retractable roof because it doesn't like open the entire roof, but it opens a big circle on top of the roof. So you have that. Also, Cowboys Stadium, I didn't think of having a retractable roof because it doesn't open up everything, but Cowboys Stadium does have a retractable roof. And It opens every once in a while. I mean, I think last year there was like they were trying to open the roof or something and a big piece of sheet metal fell from the roof and almost hit someone. But that is the second one. Then you have Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. It takes about 11 minutes to open or close this one, but that is also a retractable roof. I will say I did not know this was a retractable roof at Lucas Oil Stadium. That is not something I was aware of, but now I am. And then there was another one that I had no idea was retractable, and it's NRG Stadium in Houston. Because the reason I didn't know about this being retractable is because they've only done it a few times. Like, I typed in NRG Stadium opens roof, and the first article that came up was from 2020, and it was the first time at that time that they had opened the roof in 6 years. So they don't open the roof very often at Texans games. That would be really strange to actually see sunlight during Texans games. But those are the quick ones I saw real quick. I don't think that they should be indoors. I just don't think that they should be indoors. It's just not something I am a fan of. I am going to hold on to that football feel for as long as I possibly can. But we've seen some pretty good snow games at Cleveland game or at Browns games. And I want to continue to see snow games. Maybe it's not like the best thing for the players, but watching it, I love watching snow games, especially blizzard games. Those ones are fun too. Not the one that the 49ers played against the Bills last year, because that was ridiculous. Christian McCaffrey got hurt and Josh Allen, he caught a touchdown after throwing it to, I think it was Amari Cooper. And Amari Cooper lateraled it back to Josh Allen, and he caught it and ran it in. So he had a receiving touchdown, he had a passing touchdown, all of that. But that was the only snow game I didn't like. So there you go. My quick update on retractable roofs in the NFL. Happy Hour is brought to you by GL Pools, the swimming pool experts trusted by thousands of San Diegans since 2006. Baseball season is in full swing, and so is swim season. Call GL Pools and mention radio for a free month of pool service. I went in the pool yesterday because I had the impromptu day off due to the doubleheader, which was very nice. I got a lot of things done yesterday. I was very productive adult yesterday. It was just awesome to get all that done before the weekend. But I went swimming, and one thing everybody knows is that my dog Lucky loves water. He loves to jump in the ocean. He loves to jump in lakes. He loves to jump in puddles. He loves to jump in. He loves the gutter water. As we're walking home from, you know, walking on the walk, he'll go into the gutter with all the runoff and he'll just like walk in it. He loves it. But it's so strange that he doesn't like the pool. I cannot get the guy in the pool. And I think I'm okay with that, actually, because I don't want him always jumping in the pool, especially when I'm not there. But he is, like, deathly afraid of the pool. And we're talking about my dog. He's a husky golden retriever. He's a Goberian, is what they call him, a golden Siberian. And he swims everywhere except for the pool. I don't really get it. I guess I'm not too mad at it. But I was like, come on in. He just wouldn't have anything to do with it. So I went over and I was going to lift him, even though he's like 90 pounds. But I went over to him and I was like, I can't. He just kept moving and flailing and doing all this other stuff. So I wasn't able to get him in the pool. It's very weird. I know that there are some people out there that have dogs that will not get out of the pool. And that's, I guess, a good thing for me is that I don't have to deal with that. But it was it's very strange how he loves everything to do with water except for the pool. So yeah, it was a nice day yesterday. It's a nice day today. I honestly feel like it's the weekend. I feel like it's a Saturday or something because there are so many people out and there are so many people enjoying their long weekends. And if you're working, you're with me. So stick with me. I'll stick with you, at least until 6 p.m. Now, I wanted to get into this real quick because Nick Pivetta has been an important piece for the Padres this year. And if you're going to criticize A.J. Preller, criticize him for something else other than Gavin Sheets and Nick Pivetta. Because without those two guys being brought in the offseason for relatively small contracts, this team is struggling. And this team is probably not over 500. And Nick Pivetta has been so important for the Padres. Where would they find 97 innings from a starter this year? Because it wouldn't have been, it can't be, you know, Michael King because he's hurt. Dylan Cease leads the Padres with 97 and a third innings pitched. Nick Pivetta, 97 innings even. Nick Pivetta is 9-2, 3.25 ERA. He started 17 games. 97 innings is a lot of innings to cover for a team. And Nick Pivetta has been very good at covering those innings for them. And if they did not have Nick Pivetta, they would have had to find 97 innings worth of pitching. And if you think their bullpen is taxed now, think about where they would be without Nick Pivetta. Randy Vasquez actually comes in number third on the innings pitched list for the Padres this year. He has pitched 84 and a third. And this will tell you where the Padres' starting pitching is at right now, because Steven Kolek is the fourth highest pitcher on the team with 62 and two-thirds innings and 11 starts. He hasn't even started, I guess, 18 or, yeah, 17. We'll just say 17. He's six starts below those guys, and he's still above Michael King, who went 55 and two-thirds in 10 innings. Which, Michael King, by the way, he was 4-2, 2.59 ERA. Seems like it's been a long time since he's pitched. I don't know why, but it just seems like it's been a long time since he's pitched. But Nick Pivetta, with the contract that he has this year, this is one of A.J. Preller's better signings. And I know that there are holes on this team this year. There are. We can't deny that. But he has found some players that have really, really helped this team this year. And I was reading earlier about on MLB trade rumors that the Padres are probably going to be looking for some sort of help from the catcher position because the catcher position, we knew coming into the year, and I've said it a million times, that this is what we knew was going to be the deal. We thought this was going to be, we knew that they weren't going to hit. They were here, Maldonado and Diaz, mainly for defensive purposes. But MLB trade rumors posted today, Ken Rosenthal writes, it's going to be a thin market for catchers, but Elias Diaz and Martin Maldonado behind the plate have received virtually no production on the offensive side. The duo has combined for a .205 batting average in 296 plate appearances, which is a 70 WRC plus, which indicates they've been 30% worse than the average at the plate, which ranks 27th in the majors. Now, if they can upgrade their catcher position, I think they would. But where, like, recently, the catcher defense has not been great. And if you're on the team for your defense and you're not hitting, then you have to play really, really, really good defense. And if they could find a catcher that would come in and hit a little bit better, I mean, Luis Campusano, they have tried him. It just does not seem to be working for Luis Campusano and the Padres. I would not be surprised to see him involved in some sort of trade package here coming up at the deadline, which is July 31st. I think you can get by without a great hitting catcher because it happens almost every year, but it does really, really help when you have a catcher that can hit as well as play great defense, because that's a spot that's not an automatic out. And right now, I know that Diaz and Maldonado hit home runs here or there, but they're not carrying their weight offensively, and it almost is an automatic out when they get to the bottom of the lineup. So maybe that's a direction the Padres go in. Maybe they see Gavin Sheets being in left field, and they're like, hey, he plays good enough defense that we can keep him there for the rest of the year, and then we'll go after something else. We'll go after maybe a catcher. We'll go after starting pitching. Maybe some relief pitching or a right-handed bench bat, because, you know, Iglesias has been solid defensively this year, but he has not been the same guy that he was last year with the Mets at the plate, and they're not getting much out of him at the plate, which is a problem because Iglesias needs to be they signed a guy who was hitting over 300 last year in 80 or 90 games. So that's a good amount of games for them to show a team that you can still hit. And although he's been great defensively, his time at the plate has been less than desired. I don't know if that's the right saying. Now I'm getting into sayings, and now I'm going to start saying weird sayings. And so I should just probably go to break because I'm going down that road. But I think everybody understands what I'm saying. It's like there's different options for this team going forward. And having Gavin Sheets in left field showing that he could play a good enough left field to get by is something that could help the Padres pivot towards something else. Because really, do you need, like, if you could trade for a left fielder and then you put Gavin Sheets at DH solely, would that really help? It depends on who the left fielder is, obviously. But if you're going to take Gavin Sheets out of left field, you got to make sure that you're doing it because there's a guy who's much, much, much better than him going into left field. That's all I got to say about that. They need someone right-handed off the bench. That's what they really need right now, because it's just Trenton Brooks. Is he right-handed? Yeah, he's right-handed. I wanted Trenton Brooks to do great things because he's local, but he's hit the ball hard. He just hasn't been able to get it done. So there's a lot of different options that we're going to have to see here before the end of the season, but they need to start figuring out what they want here because there's 28 days left until the trade deadline. And you're going to hear Sammy Lev at the end of the hour, like he said, like there aren't usually many blockbuster trades during the season until you get to the trade deadline. So I don't expect to see a blockbuster trade now, but I definitely expect to see at least some trades with the Padres at the trade deadline. Because if not, I keep saying, let's see how this team looks after the trade deadline. Let's see how they look heading into the last two and a half months of the season. And if they don't make trades, then we have a whole different conversation to have. But I have a feeling they're going to make trades. All right, I went way over my break time. Way over my break time. When we get back, there's an interesting note about Sandy Alcantara, pitcher for the Marlins, that could be beneficial for the Padres, and I'll share that with you when we get back on 97.3.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Good fan. All right, a little bit of shorter segment here because on the other side of the hour, or the bottom of the hour, we are going to hear from Sam Levitt. He joined us a little bit earlier in the show, and they broke down trade deadline. Tony and I asked him about Mike Schilt, to decode Mike Schilt, because if you're just tuning in, we talked about this a little bit earlier, but Yu Darvish could be on the way back. I know we've said this a million times, but this honestly does seem like it's a possibility. And the rainout on Tuesday is going to force the Padres to call up a starting pitcher for this Sunday's game against the Rangers. And guess what? That's on Sunday Night Baseball. So Kevin Acey was surmising that could be Omar Cruz or Kyle Hart, Braden Nett from AA, or it could be Yu Darvish. He threw 64 pitches in a simulated game against low-A hitters on Tuesday. So you got to think, if he threw on Tuesday, that'll make him line up for Sunday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yep, 5 days, Sunday. He threw 64 pitches, so you know he can at least throw that many pitches if they were going to start him. And if he is ready to go, I know that the Padres are going to welcome him with open arms, because as we talked about in the last segment, we really, 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 the Padres really need some starting length, because the bullpen has been taxed here lately. But if Yu Darvish was able to come up, I say come up like he's coming from AAA. If Yu Darvish was able to make his season debut, now would be a perfect time for that to happen. Now would be an amazing time for that to happen. He could throw at least 64 pitches. We know that. When Mike Schilt was asked about it, he said, quote, could be, could not be. We haven't made that decision. I'm not saying it is him. I'm not saying it is him. Mike Schilt likes to play games. And I would too, actually, if I was him, because he knows everybody wants to know the answer. He doesn't want to give it away, so why not play a couple games? To me, you'll hear when I ask Sam about this in about 20 minutes or so. But to me, it sounds like Yu Darvish is going to start on Sunday. And that's just my gut feeling. And I'm probably wrong, because every time I go with my gut feeling, things happen. And he won't be starting. But I hope he does, because honestly, they really need him back in the starting rotation. Especially if Michael King is going to be out a little bit longer, because he hasn't been throwing at all. I mean, he's been throwing recently. He's been throwing like on a regular basis. That was the word I was looking for. A regular basis. So he needs to build back up to be a starter. So he's going to take a little bit of time. But Yu Darvish has been doing this already by throwing these simulated games. So it's not like Yu Darvish needs more time to build up. It's just all about whether or not he feels good about his arm and throwing and all that stuff. Before I went to break, though, there was an interesting article in The Athletic about MLB executives. They were polled by Jim Bowden of The Athletic. And so I like these articles because they give you like the real thought into what people are actually thinking about this whole thing. And this is the blurb about Sandy Alcantara, a pitcher for the Marlins, who is not having the greatest year and has not had the greatest time ever since he got back from Tommy John surgery. But he still has... he signed a contract with the Marlins in 2022, and he still has the rest of this year and next year at $17.3 million, and then the club option for $21 million in 2027. So here is the thought from Jim Bowden. Here's how one GM put it to him. Max Fried and Corbin Burns each get more than $200 million in free agency, yet an acquiring team would get Alcantara for three postseasons at a much lower cost. So it makes sense for some teams to try to trade for an ace now, as it would be a lot less expensive. Excuse me, I sneezed. I knew that was coming too. So it makes sense for some teams to try to now, as it would be a lot less expensive than trying to sign a starter like Dylan Cease or Michael King in free agency this winter. I think that is a really, really good thought, because you are going to get him for cheaper. Sorry, all of a sudden I'm sneezing all over the place, and I'm by myself in this station, so no one else can talk for me. But Dylan Cease and Michael King, they're going to get lots of money. And if you can get a guy for $17.1 million, even if he's not the same guy he was when he signed the contract, that's kind of a good gamble for some teams. I mean, it's a lot of money, 17.1. But like the GM put it, you can sign Dylan Cease or Michael King in free agency, but you're going to have to pay for it. You're going to have to pay over $20 million a year, I'm assuming. But Alcantara, you get him for a little bit cheaper, maybe? on the trade block. You bring him in, he goes right into that rotation, and hopefully the pitching whisperer can figure him out. Hopefully the pitching whisperer can turn him around, because Sandy Alcantara has been a good pitcher. He won a Cy Young. It's in there. And if anybody can bring it out, it's the pitching whisperer. Also, one of the notes that I think would be interesting, the Diamondbacks could be buyers or sellers, but they think Josh Naylor could be on the move regardless because he's coming up on a contract. So, would the Padres ever go after Josh Naylor? I don't think so. I think it would be too expensive to go after a rental like that, and I don't think that the Padres are looking for a rental right now. They have to finesse. They have to finesse their money and what they're paying players into being under the luxury tax. You know, they have to make sure that everything is working out like it did with Dylan Cease and Michael King, as in they weren't just one half, or they weren't just a half year rental. They had extra time on their contract, which is very valuable in the trade world in baseball. But if Sandy Alcantara comes to the Padres making 17.3 for the next 2 years, that's almost better than trying to sign a Michael King or Dylan Cease free agency. I kind of agree with Jim Bowden on this whole thing. Kind of agree with him. So that was the note that I saw, and I really appreciated it. I did, because it makes sense. And I like, again, if you want to read this article, it's on The Athletic, but I like reading MLB executives' thoughts anonymously, because it really helps you understand the game a little bit more. All right, I'm just blabbing at this point. This hour at 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Staples. When we get back, Sam Levitt joined Tony and I earlier. We talked about the road trip. We talked about the trade deadline. And will he be wearing a 4th of July suit tomorrow at Petco Park? All of that's ahead on 97.3 The Fan. Final segment of the week for Gwen and Chris. I'm Matt Scravey. Thanks for joining us. You could follow me on Twitter, Instagram, at Matt Scravey, MATTSKRAB as in boy, Y. You can also go to my YouTube, The Scravey Show. It's youtube.com/@@ at The Scravey Show. Before we get into Sam Levitt, I gotta talk about this Diamondbacks fan, because I said it that I was gonna talk about this, and then I got carried away on other stuff. But his name is Dave McCaskill. He was kicked out of a game earlier this week because he interfered with a potential Christian Kost game tying home run Monday. And he was actually brought on to an Arizona sports radio show. And here's his defense to it. And I said earlier when I was teasing the story that he looks up to one guy that I don't think anybody should look up to. But here is what he said. And I went to get the audio. It takes forever for him to say it, and I just don't have the time to play it. So he said, so number one, I'm a D-backs fan. When they asked him, tell your side of the story. I've been here in Arizona for exactly 10 years, retired military for 24 years, so I do thank him for his service. That was me saying that. I caught a foul ball my first year, and then the light bulb went off. I was like, I need to catch a home run. And here's the part where you should not be looking up to this guy. I kind of followed Zach Hample a little bit, and ever since then, it's been fun. So this guy, he knows that he's possibly interfering with a game. He says, I never try to interfere. If you look, there's been some other videos. I've been ejected 3 times officially. 2 of those have been so close to the line, just like last night. If you watch the video, I catch the ball, my glove comes down. It wasn't the best angle, but that's my defense. I apologize to D-backs fans. I apologize to the Diamondbacks. But he said that he didn't do that on purpose, and that he really wants to catch a home run, and he knows the rules of staying behind the line. But he's also been ejected 3 times now, and he's not allowed to come back to a game this year. My thing is, if you're a 55-year-old man, you can enjoy baseball. You can enjoy going to get foul balls. But you cannot go to a park knowing that you're going to possibly interfere with the game. Like, I'm tired of these people reaching over. It's crazy. It is crazy to me. But this guy doesn't really think there's anything wrong with it. And that, to me, is the problem. Also, he looks up to Zach Hample, which, if you don't know who Zach Hample is, he travels around to the different ballparks around the country and seemingly is in the right spot every time for a home run or a foul ball or whatever, and then pushes, this is me kind of exaggerating a little bit, but pushes little kids over to get them. Anyway, I just wanted to say that because this is kind of crazy to me that he admits that he does this and he has been ejected 3 times. Not my favorite thing in the world. All right, we have traffic, and then we have Sam Levitt from earlier today. Here we go.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Go to our phone lines where Sam Levitt joins us. Sam, I heard you had a long day yesterday, buddy.
Oh, I did, but nothing I can't handle. little doubleheader, double dip, and we got through it, and the Padres at least got one win, so we're doing just fine.
They did. Sam, obviously a tough road trip for the Pods. They go 2-4. They had an opportunity to probably go 3-3. They blew that last game in Cincinnati. I mean, just give me your takeaway from what you saw over the 6 games on the road.
Well, I think obviously you want to win series, which they didn't do, but I do think they faced a couple of really good teams. I think the Reds are going to be in the mix here until the end, and they've got a great manager in Terry Francona, and obviously we know the Phillies are a really, really good team. So you faced a couple of good teams. You went 2-4, not ideal. You also didn't get swept in either of those series. Look, I think yesterday was sort of a microcosm of their whole situation, honestly, in the sense of, I think it's pretty clear they are not playing their best baseball, certainly offensively, in the big picture of their season, it's going to be incredibly important, one way or another, for them to start just simply scoring more runs and having their stars be more like stars, having Fernando, you know, in particular, really start to get it going. However, you wake up this morning and they're sitting in a playoff spot, and it's not like they went out there yesterday and got swept in a doubleheader. It still feels like they've been able to keep things afloat and tread water, despite, I think, pretty clearly not playing their best baseball, especially offensively. So I sort of felt like yesterday was the microcosm of everything, right? You find a way to win one of those games. It wasn't a perfect day, but I feel like they continue to tread water with the current state of the roster and their pitching injuries and the way their offense has performed. But obviously, I think in the big picture, there is no doubt to me to get to where they ultimately want to go. They are going to have to start playing just an overall better brand of baseball, especially offensively.
I couldn't agree more, Sam. I think you said it right. It was a microcosm of what the Padres have been over the last 2 months, really, of baseball. Maybe a little less than 2 months. But, you know, I agree with everything you said. It's still, they're still in the spot where they are in striking distance of being able to, you know, grab a playoff spot. They still got time to make this a division deal move into September. Seems like a long shot now, but remember last year they closed the gap and got close. And they're at that point where, remember, the Dodgers have played, you know, even though they've been hurt, they've played, they haven't hit a really a bad patch yet. They've kind of been pretty consistent all year. What do you got on yesterday's Pivetta? I mean, once again, where would this Padre ball club be without Nick Pivetta? He has really been kind of the stopper at this point. When the Padres absolutely have to have a win, he seemingly is the one that provides it.
Yeah, I think you look at his overall performance, Tony, and I think he's been great, right? I mean, have there been a couple of inconsistencies? Sure. But I think, you know, everything with guys like Pivetta, and I put Sheets in that mix as well, you've got to put it in the context of what the expectations were when they signed, right? I mean, Nick Pivetta was not signed to be the number one, number two guy, right? This is a guy who, you know, before this season really had, you know, good numbers at times, but sort of an inconsistent career, right? When you look at the overall numbers, and has shown up and he's been so important for a rotation that has dealt with so many injuries, and he's been great. I if you're giving out first half grades, I give Nick Pivetta an A. You know, he's been really, really good and has been, to your point, Tony, a stopper, and has been thrust into basically the number one, number two spot of this rotation because of the injury. So I don't think you can say enough about how good he's been. I mean, yesterday, you know, that Phillies lineup's a really good one, and he did a great job, and he's done mostly a great job this season. So as far as a first half grade for Nick Pivetta, I don't know how it's not an A. To me, he's been thrust into a position he really wasn't supposed to be in, right? I mean, you looked at him when he signed in spring training, like, okay, your rotation's probably, if you're giving out numbers, King, C, Starvish, somewhere, a 1-3, however you want to rank them, and then Pivetta, right?
Yeah, right.
Because you just didn't know what he was going to be, but, you know, considering the injuries, I think he's been outstanding. To me, he's an A, a home run, if you will, in the first half of the season.
You know, Sammy Lev joins us here on Gwen and Chris. You hear his voice on the pre and post game on, you know, every game of the year. And you also hear him on our station from time to time. Sam, you know, I thought Mike Shield had some pretty pointed comments after game one of yesterday's game about the team's approach. And it's something that I've kind of noticed has kind of, I'd say, regressed since the end of April, where, you know, a matchup like Sanchez and Wheeler, although would be extremely tough, in that month of April, and even going back to really all of the second half, they made those outings for those type of pitchers tougher. Where, you know, although they may throw up a 1, a 0, or a 2, they had to use a lot of pitches to do it. We haven't really seen that type of approach. We saw it a little bit in the Mick Abel start. Obviously not as nearly talented as those other two guys I mentioned, but what have you seen in terms of approach? What did you think of Mike Schilt's comments in particular?
Well, I thought they did a good job in game one. I mean, you know, Mick Abel, he couldn't throw a strike, and he walks in a couple of guys, and then, you know, as he should, Manny takes advantage of it, right, and finds a pitch he can hit, and he balloons it into a 5-run inning. But look, I think, you know, you have not seen the last couple of months that type of, you know, and look, Tony, I don't pretend to be a hitting guru, so I'm always a little bit hesitant to like get into approach and things like that, because it's probably the part of the game where it's hardest for me to really comment on. However, I will say this, just as far as offensively, and I think one of the key differences between the last couple of months to who they were in the beginning of the season and going back to last year, really throughout the season, we just haven't seen them be able to wear pitchers down and also string together innings right. like they did last year and like they did early in the season. Now, is that about approach? Is that more a reflection about A, guys struggling, and B, the fact that the bottom third of the order, it's just it's tough for them to be part of that, right? I mean, when you talk about stringing together big innings, it's got to be 1-9 if you're going to do that consistently. They haven't had the bottom third of the order, which really allows them to do it. And quite frankly, there have been other spots. There have been other spots in the lineup, you know, with Fernando, where you know they haven't played well enough to where they've really been able to be that offense again. So, do I think it's in there for them? I hope. You know, they just haven't been able to put together those types of innings that they so consistently did last year and in the very early part of the season. And you know, I guess you could probably look at approach and not wearing down pitchers like they've done in the past. And also, I think it's a bit of just the lineup and how it's constructed as well. I think to me, it's a when they've struggled offensively, it's a mix of those two things.
Talking to Sammy Lev here, 97.3 The Fan. Sam, you have dealt with Mike Schilt all year long in the scrums and everything, so I'm going to try to have you decode something for me, because he was saying Yu Darvish, or it was in the newsletter this morning that Yu Darvish may be called up for Sunday's game, and here's the quote from Mike Schilt when asked about whether or not it's Yu Darvish for Sunday. He said, quote, could be. Could not be. We haven't made that decision. I'm not saying it is him. I'm not saying it is him. So I tend to believe that Mike Schilt is telling us that Yu Darvish is going to be pitching Sunday. What do you think about that?
Well, here's what I'll say. I feel like I would have to, and Mike, I don't believe, said this on camera or on recording, because we would have played it.
It probably
happened afterwards. After the cameras were done rolling, after I would assume probably game two of the doubleheader, that's my assumption, not knowing exactly when Kevin got the quote. To be honest, and I wonder if Tony would agree, I would have to see him say it, honestly, to know if there's a likelihood that Yu is pitching this weekend, or if this is more of we're not going to tell you. I would have to see
That's a great call.
Mike sometimes says things with a certain smirk on his face that would totally indicate to me there's a high likelihood he's pitching Sunday. But he could also say it in a way where it's like, "Hey, we'll tell you when we tell you."
I'm coming from a man who spends every day in the scrum with it. It's very accurate.
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to see him say it, to be totally honest. I'd have to see him say it. I don't know. But I just will say this on the Yu Darvish thing. You know, look, I think when you look at him throwing, I think it was 64 pitches in that last sim game at Lake Elsinore. Look, it does make you start to wonder, and especially as we get deeper and deeper into the schedule of, hey, if he, like, put it this way, is he really going to go throw 70-something pitches in a sim game? I mean, at some point, to me, it just makes sense. If you're going to throw, it might as well be in a major league game. Now, I think we all understand a big part of this has been used recovery and his ability, it seems, to do that every 5 days, which is totally fair. That seems to be what slowed down you know, the comeback the first time. So I don't know how much of a question that still is, but it would make all the sense in the world if he's already up to 60-something, 70-something pitches for the Padres and Yu Darvish to look at this and say, hey, if you're going to throw pitches, let's not have it be in a sim game. Let's not have it be in some rehab game in the minor leagues. Let's do it in the major leagues and make them count. And, you know, hopefully you're in a spot where you can throw 5-6 days later. And to me, that would make all the sense in the world. So I believe it. But as far as the Mike Schilt part of it, I got to see. I would have to see him say it, honestly. I don't know how to read that quote without seeing it.
That's fair, because a couple weeks ago I heard him giving all the media a hard time about Yu Darvish and where he would be pitching. Would he be at a high school locally? Would he be in Arizona? Would he be here? Would he be there? So I can totally see why you would want to see Mike Schilt say that. But I'm just going to choose to believe Yu Darvish is going to be pitching.
It's a very accurate assessment of Mike Schilt and that smirk.
All right, that was Sammy Lev. Thank you, Sammy. I know there was a little bit left, but I did my math wrong. What's new? And the answer to will Sam be wearing a 4th of July themed suit tomorrow at the park? He said no. But I have a feeling he's going to have some sort of 4th of July type of flair on him. Thank you, Sam, for joining us. I know you had a busy day yesterday, and is your day off. We appreciate you, as always, sir. All right, everybody, please have a safe 4th of July. We'll be back on Monday. Hopefully the Padres are on the right side of this series, but really, honestly, please don't do anything stupid and take care of yourself. Make good decisions. We'll talk to you on Monday. Have a great weekend.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.